Hi, and welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name is Ted McIntyre, and this show is for the week of March 18th, 2019. Today we're joined by our co-host, the author and educator, Ms. Mariah Tinger. How are you doing, Mariah?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Very well, very well. So, Mariah, there was an old song in Boston. There was a time in Boston where you could get on one of the local transit trains, but you had to pay money to get off. You had to pay, like this classic story of you needed a nickel to get off the MBTA. And so there was a song that came around about poor Charlie who got stuck on the MBTA and he didn't have any change to get off the Charlie on the MBTA is a, if you've lived in Boston, I'm sure you've heard that song. Well, things haven't changed a lot, it turns out. The MBTA is Boston's Massachusetts, MBTA stands for Massachusetts Bay Transit Authority. So it's sort of most of eastern Massachusetts. It's the mass transit for the Boston area. And it has recently voted for a fare hike. And let me just say one other preface here is that if you listening to the show and you don't live in Massachusetts, I think it's still worthwhile to track what's happening because transit issues are going to happen in every city and town across the country. Each one's going to be a little bit different, but each one is going to be the same in terms of a sort of a microcosm of the issues that you have to address when you think about climate change and how to address it through transportation. So anyway, the MBTA, for various reasons, has been accused of not maintaining the capital equipment that it has. Part of the reason that the MBTA doesn't have very much money is because a few years ago, it was basically given the entire debt load of the big dig, the highway. So the MBTA as a corporation is really saddled with a lot of financial burdens. And I guess the other thing to say in terms of discussing this is that the MBTA is a transit authority. So it's an independent corporation that's independent of the government and that for a while was a very attractive kind of thing here in Massachusetts because you have the Massachusetts Water Resources Authority, I think is the same thing. It's an independent corporation that the state sets up to do something and the MBTA contracts with, I think it's Keolis, in order to actually run the trains. So there's all this interlocking of stuff. But the bottom line is that the MBTA has not kept up with even keeping its equipment modern. And the various accusations have served a decline in the service and quality of service. So with that kind of as a precursor, I mean, I hope I'm right on most of that. It turns out the MBTA recently voted for a 6% fare hike. Now, before we go any farther, Mariah, did you see anything different? Did I more or less get the story right? Or you have any commentary on the crazy stuff I just said?
No, excuse me. That sounds like the same news I read, that it's a 6% fare hike that I think, you know, the only thing, I don't know if you mentioned this thoroughly, but there's a lot of disgruntled riders, right?
Oh,
there's
yeah,
a lot of people
yeah.
who are pretty upset about this.
And so I guess, I mean, why is the MBTA discussion on a climate podcast? Well, one of the major emissions of carbon dioxide in Massachusetts totally is transportation, right? Between the cars on the highways and the buses on the streets and the trains driving around, but mostly the cars, the amount of carbon pollution that's coming from our transportation sector is an increasingly important fraction of the total, and we need to get that under control. So when you're talking about a system that transports, I think, hundreds of thousands of people in and out of Boston every day, all of a sudden the decisions made by that organization that may increase or decrease ridership or ultimately result in better lower carbon emissions all of a sudden become very important because they're long-lasting decisions that the MBTA has, right? I mean, so the you know, the question is, if there's a 6% rate increase, where is that going to go? Right? Is that going to be dedicated into something that will streamline the system and get us the dream, at least my dream, of very inexpensive, very frequent, very ubiquitous, clean, modern mass transportation that has a low carbon footprint? I mean, that's where we need to go. And does this decision get us closer to that? And if it doesn't, how come? Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the fear is that it's already cheaper to drive. So most of the transportation, most of the greenhouse gas emissions that the city of Boston has to deal with right now from the transportation sector are from people coming outside of the city in from, I think it's the 495 Beltway. People coming from out there and driving into the city are the majority of the polluters out there, single occupancy vehicles. And already it's more cost effective to drive into the city than to take the commuter rail. It's, mm-hmm. you know, even with an expensive parking garage, it still comes out, not always, but on balance, it's a, you know, not, it is not, there's no savings taking the MBTA, I'll put it that way. So right. Of course there are emission savings. And so some people will do it for that. And there are time savings. You're not sort of dealing with the aggravation of sitting in traffic because you can get some work done on the train or you can sleep, right? Take mm-hmm. a little morning mm-hmm. nap or enjoy your coffee. And, but the concern I have is, does this fare hike discourage even more people from right. taking the train, right?
There's an article I saw that said, basically, the people on 128 that are already overcrowded are going to be more overcrowded because people are going to stop riding the T and start taking their car in when they can. I mean, the flip side is that this 6% fare hike explicitly, I think, tried to protect high school students and neighborhoods, disadvantaged neighborhoods, so that they would not experience an increase in the, say, the bus fare. Right, which is already, you know, less pleasant a way to get around than, say, a commuter rail train. So that's good, but still in all, it's not, which we need to build a system that treats everyone equally and gives everyone adequate, cheap transportation. And I guess that raises a question as to one of the, how should I say this? The decision to raise the fare by 6% was taken by something called the Financial Control Board, the MBTA Financial Control Board. And this is something that I think Governor Baker instituted in order to get the finances of the MBTA under control. And those people on that Financial Control Board are basically saying, they're getting kind of tired of the whole thing. After this vote, they were saying, it is time for the state house, that is to say the governor and the legislature, to put more state capital spending, more state money into the MBTA so they can upgrade the MBTA, right? And that's instead of raising the fares. In fact, what that raises the whole question of, should not the state be dumping a lot of money in the MBTA, make the transit free? I mean, what if the MBTA was free and everyone wanted to ride it because it was clean? Would that not pay for itself in a greater economic growth in Boston? I put it to you, Mariah. Would that be true? I'm channeling Joe McLaughlin from the 1980s.
Well, for sure, if the externalities were included into, you know, the current economics of transportation in Boston, then for sure, right? If the gas prices were high and parking was high and you paid a lot to drive on, you know, to paid a lot of sort of use fees for using the major highways into the city. If all mm-hmm. those things were high, then it would drive traffic, but sorry, it would drive people to use the MBTA, I would think, and make that a more appealing decision for a lot of reasons. Climate change, but also for the bonus of a free ride and a clean ride ride.
The language goes the other way. Instead of driving people to the MBTA through high cost, which I agree we need, you know, you could think positively and say, gee, we want a clean, reliable, ubiquitous system that works for everybody. And then I would use it. I mean, half the reason you don't take the train, I don't take the train now, is that it's it's a 2 hour wait between every train that leaves my town, right? So it's very inconvenient to get in and out on your own schedule. You have to kind of follow the MBTA schedule. If there were more trains, would more people ride them? If they were more, and if you had more trains and it was free, I think that you would cut down on carbon pollution. I mean, I don't know, but yeah. It's a question of whether or not investment in the MBTA pays off, and that the state should invest in the MBTA and then close its eyes to the fact that people have free rides, because ultimately that's going to help the economy of the city.
Not to mention the greenhouse gas emissions.
Right, which are also...
And the congestion problems. And yeah.
Think how much, you know, so I have sort of a automobile centric, because I don't take the T, but I mean, there's a lot of money tied up in people sitting in traffic, in addition to people sitting in red line trains that are stopped for 2 hours because the DC voltage connector broke down again, right? They said today there was a train between Central Square and Harvard. They had to stop all the trains and go in and replace one of the pieces of rail, right? Overnight, like today, they're going to go in and do it while everyone's waiting on the platform at Harvard Square. So I guess the reason that I wanted to touch on this is that mundane, not so much mundane, but serious decisions about things like fare hikes on the MBTA have climate repercussions, and that I think the climate discussion has reached the point where climate needs to be included in the consideration of a fare hike. Which way does a fare hike change the emission characteristics of the entire city? Right? And that's a good place to be. I think it's much better to be discussing having sort of boring, I think, considered somewhat, how we're going to have the tea. I mean, these mundane discussions about transportation, it's actually a really good thing, because it means we've made a lot of progress and we're at the point where everyone's agreed we have an issue. We just need to start considering it in these day-to-day decisions. Absolutely. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great way to put it, is that at least now we're talking about solutions instead of debating about whether there's a problem, right?
Right. Yeah. So, Charlie on the MBTA, if you can hear me, all you need to do is I'll throw you a nickel when you go through the Boylston station. And the Boylston station is like the oldest station in the country. Right? If you've ever ridden the Green Line to Park Station going through Boylston, all that creaking and screeching as you go through because it makes this like almost like a 90 degree turn and another 90 degree turn the other way. That's a very old station down there.
It's
and
very, God very knows great, me. But it does need some upgrading.
It needs some upgrading. Anyhow, we've got to put it down there. We will put up links to some of what we talked about on the blog at massclimateaction.org/blog. You can find us on Facebook at /massclimateaction. You can find us on any of the modern podcast applications. Please listen and rate us. If you would like, tell us your clever idea for a Climate Minute podcast by sending an email to podcast@massclimateaction.net. So we'll close where we always close, by saying that because we recognize the necessity of personal accountability, because we accept responsibility for a durable future, because we believe it's our patriotic duty as citizens to speak out, we must insist that the United States transform its energy sector over the next decade using a just and equitable plan that has regulation, investment, and a price on carbon. So, Mariah, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.
Very cool.